The Lord Jesus Christ asked me to share the statement below as the address to his people about this ministry. But before I go into it, I would like to welcome you to the Fruit Factory. This ministry is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. I am saying true Israel here because the current people that the world considers Israel are false. True Israel and the End Times Church must know that the time for harvest is at hand, and our Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet. I am that trumpet. And only the fruitful will make it. This is a prophecy and teaching ministry helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I am Elvira, the Lord's servant for this work, and I welcome you to this platform. We have a website which is our primary place of publication that you can access at thefruitfactory.co. I highly recommend going to the website because there is something very powerful that happens when you read the words of the Lord instead of listening to them. We have many podcast platforms available on your various websites, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, and so forth. We also have a YouTube channel. Aside from that, we do not have any other platforms. We do not use normal social media like Instagram or TikTok. That is the Lord's instruction for me to do it this way. The Lord is not after people who require 5-second snippets, 1-minute, extractions of a statement. He desires people who will sit and listen. He wants people who will sit and read. He wants people who are hungry for him. He wants people who have gone beyond the surface and are looking for something deeper. That is why this ministry exists. And that is why my face is not on this platform, because it is distracting. It is distracting. You do not need to see my face to hear what the Lord has to say. And that is the principle behind this channel, where there are only words. We have come to a place in this world where everything is about instant gratification. Everything is about entertainment. So the Lord has decided to take away all of the entertainment out of this ministry, even just the fact of looking at someone's face. He has chosen to remove that so that his people will start focusing on what he has to say. People will start focusing on what is important, which is his words, his word, his will, his instruction, his revelation. I am only a messenger, and you do not need to see me to hear what it is that I have to say on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ as his prophet. So, if this is what you're after, if you're after Jesus Christ and nothing else, if you're after bearing good fruit for him, then this is a place where you will be nurtured. You will be taught. You will receive revelation, instruction, and prophecy about things that are going to happen at the very end, until the very end, until his return. Because this is the season that we are into. We are into the very, very end. And the Lord told me that his people are not realizing this. So that is why all of the fanfare has been removed. If you're not willing to read the words, listen to what is being said without a face being attached to it, without someone to put behind it, other than the Lord Jesus himself, because that is what I am here. I am his messenger. This is not about me. It is about him. It will always be about him. That said, I am going to go ahead and read what it is that the Lord has given me to write down as an address to you, his people, about what this ministry does. I told you that this is him, it is not me. So the statement is from him. Here we go. Thus says the Lord, you are my prophet and scribe. I tell you things and you write them down. Whoever rejects what you write has rejected me. Tell them, this is what I, the Lord Almighty, have said and ordained. I know they will want to challenge you, but don't debate with them. You answer to me, and me only. He who has a problem with you, let him come to me. I named you Elvira, which means truth and light, because before you were conceived, I had this purpose set for you, that you will transcribe my words, and my words are truth, and they are light and life. Your parents did not know this at the time, but I, the Lord, knew. They can do nothing to you, and if they reject you, they have rejected me. Make sure you copy and paste these words on your website exactly as I have dictated them to you. I repeat, you who have a problem with what is written by my scribe, Elvira, come to me in humility and prayer to petition for understanding, and I will hear your cry and answer you. Failure to do so and rejecting the words that come out of my mouth will be judged and will have to be punished for the blatant disrespect and on and disbelief. Go back to your Bible to read what happened to people who did that if you wish to refresh your mind. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and so it will be. So this is the end of the statement that the Lord has made me write down on the website, thefruitfactory.co, that he's now asked me to record and publish here on our various platforms. And just to add to that, when it comes to what is about this ministry or what this ministry is about, everything I write here is from Yahweh's mouth and under his authority. I do not take liberties in what I write and produce as information, because this platform does not belong to me, but to him. I do not freestyle in my writing, because the information comes from him and not from me. I do not give opinions, because my opinions are irrelevant and were nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ when I decided to die to myself so I could live for him. I do not care about any backlash, because I know what is at stake here. People's eternal lives are at stake. I know the high price I am paying to carry out this assignment. I know the burden upon me to continue to qualify as an uncompromised and crucified vessel that can fulfill this work. And I know the one who sent me. Jeremiah 1 verses 4 to 10 says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said, He said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So, I have been called to a very stubborn people, Israel. If you know anything about Israel, which is basically three quarters of the Bible of Israel's history that is documented for us all, then you know the type of people they are. I've been called to a stubborn, hard-headed, hard-hearted people. But the time has come for them to soften their hearts and to be reconciled back to the Father. I've been called to the End Times Church, a church that will go through very harsh persecution. This church is not ready. This church is not even aware of what is ahead. The current churches that you see are not the End Times Church, just for the record. They will all fall away. And it is actually recorded in 1 Timothy. In Apostle Paul's first letter to Timothy, he talks about this. About the fact that people will just abandon. They will leave the faith and abandon our Lord Jesus Christ in massive numbers. Because the time for testing and trying and burning with fire is coming. And only the fittest, only the fruitful, only the pure and the blameless will make it. So this is not where you would get sugary doctrine. Forget it. And I'm going to go into that in another video. What I'm talking about right now was not written originally on the text, on the website. This is something that the Lord is laying on my heart as I record this. You must open your ears. You must open your eyes. The time for the recreational Christianity is over. This is the time for real, true belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time for the soldiers of the kingdom of God to go through their pruning and to stand until the end. And that is the people that I have been sent to. I am very cautious, and the fear of the Lord never leaves me, because I know that the penalty for misusing his anointing upon me and abusing this office as his true prophet, who proclaims the words that come out of his mouth to his people, his most beloved, Israel, is death. The penalty for playing with this is death. Not death as in eternal death, because that will come if I do not do this the right way, if I am not humble, repentant, and so forth. But death here in this physical world, in this age and season. And a lot of your false prophets do not know that. They have no fear of God. They are reckless, brainless and reckless to play with God's name. Do you know the God you're talking about? You don't know him. If you knew him, you would never stand on pulpits and claim that you talk in his name. You have not read your Bible. You have not read the things he does to people who do that. For years, I trembled at the thought of coming into the fullness of my office as a prophet. And the fullness of this office is represented by the launch of this platform. But we have reached a moment in the Lord's appointed time when this work cannot be further postponed. It can't. It's been years that he's been preparing me in the background, and the preparation needs to lead to something, and this is what it has led to. Now the work begins. So in case it is still not clear enough, I do not play with this ministry. The Lord's prophecies and all the teachings he makes me write down as his qualified scribe, every single word here will be tested by fire. I will have to answer for everything published here on the day that all the books will be opened before our Lord for us to give an account of the time we spent under the sun. And I intend on getting my eternal reward. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant us all more grace, brethren, to prove faithful to his trust and to operate as ever-growing fruitful branches in the Father's vineyard. God bless you all. And until the next publication.